Welcome to selfdiscoveryradio.com, where the orchard of wisdom is just ready for picking. We celebrate your why, the journey that you've taken that inspires someone else. We support your services, we support your story. Come and be our guest, become a host, be an author with us, come see what we've got. Our next show is... Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Igniting Our Heart and Souls. I'm your host, Sarah Troy, and my guest today is Lily Cacciu. I want to make sure I honor that name right. She is a pharmacist, but she's taken a different road in life. She's written a book in her young years, which is wonderful, called Healing and Abundance Affirmations. Lily discusses how she overcame life challenges by adopting a positive attitude. In her book, she offers a variety of affirmations and tools to manifest a life of abundance and how to heal from physical and emotional issues. The book provides a collection of affirmations of different kinds, their explanation of their sources, how to use them, and included an affirmation of for sources, abundance, forgiveness, self-esteem, creativity, and much more. Positive attitude, that is something we are all looking for in life. And positive attitude gets us through a multiple of things. Things are going to happen to us in life and we cannot control that. But what we can control is how we are going to react to it. That is our choice. And yes, sometimes things can hit you really hard and you're going to go through the emotional process. You know, if it's trauma, if it's loss, if it's something wrongfully being done for you, yes, go through the emotions. But it's how not to stay there and how to reverberate your thoughts into a positive realm to help you overcome it and go through it. So let's take this journey with Lily and talk about her book and how from pharmacy to an author she became. Welcome to the show, Lily.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Sarah. Thank you.
My pleasure, my darling. And I'm very proud of you for writing this book because it's something that's very needed and it's a beautiful cover, which is so nice to see because it's already kind of setting people in the right frame of mind to read it. A lot of things in life are kind of setting the stage, aren't they? You know, visually, orderly, you know, before even the words come out, we have to set the way we want them to intend, don't we?
That is true. There is a lot of things that is set up before we come here in on earth, but we have options. Every time we are like, modulating our life, we are creating our life. Even though there are steps that are set up at before the beginning, we have also choices, and we are always making choices, and we have at every moment we have choices of what to do and what not to do, and we always have the power to change our life at any moment and to create a new life.
Yes, we have the power. We're always so busy looking at everywhere else for power and even giving our own power away. But we don't realize the power is in us all the time, isn't it?
The power is always in us all the time, like you said. We have the power to create the life that we desire. And every moment is an opportunity for a new beginning. And you can transform every experience, no matter how the experience is. It is how we react on the experience, how we react, and what we make up from this experience that matter most than the experience itself.
That's the thing. What do we make out of our experiences? That's the important thing. You're going to go through life having experiences, and some of them aren't going to be pleasant. But what are we going to do about it? What are we going to make out of that? Because everything is a lesson or an opportunity to see things differently or an opportunity to discover something in ourselves that we didn't know that was there.
That is true. That is true. Sometimes I like to see the life like a schoolroom. Some people call it like schoolroom on earth. Mm-hmm. And we have a series of lessons to learn. And some are easier and some are harder. When they are like new lessons for us, it is really hard. But the ultimate lessons is to love ourselves and love others. And the path to this, to love, is forgiveness. And we are always going to encounter forgiveness. And it is like every moment by moment work, we will have to forgive, not just once, but almost daily. There will be like a little thing that we have to forgive and overcome. And at every opportunity, we are growing. And usually, I like to see those experiences like, there is never a failure. It is just opportunity to learn and grow.
Yeah. Yes. Forgiveness is a big one. You know, people get things done wrong to them, you know, because that's part of life's experience. It's things are going to happen where people would disappoint you. And, you know, what humans do is go on the vengeance, the anger, the retaliation, the revenge. And we know that that doesn't serve anyone. You know, you really do not get any gratification in the end. All you are doing is creating destruction, creating more hate, more fear, and nobody wins. Nobody wins out of that. Even if somebody took someone out for taking their friend out, there is no winner. There's just death. Mm-hmm. Somewhere along the line, we have to find it in our hearts to forgive what a person's done, which doesn't mean we condone the action. Mm-hmm. But if we don't forgive it, it's going to consume us. Mm-hmm. And this is, I think, probably one of the hardest things to do, is to forgive and let go, because you know, we want people to be held accountable for their actions. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's not for us to hold them accountable. It's for us to forgive, because if we don't, they're always going to have power over us.
You are perfectly right on that, Sarah. And forgiveness is a gift that we give to ourselves. And forgiveness doesn't mean that what the other people did is okay. Mm-hmm. It simply means I'm no longer willing to hurt myself by harboring anger. And you give that to yourself as a gift, because the anger and the resentment only hurt yourself.
Yeah.
When you carry it, you are the one who is hurting. Sometimes the people who hurt you, maybe they are somewhere eating, laughing with other people, and you are there like really angry and thinking about it. So it is a gift that you give yourself, because you want to be free, just for inner peace, for your own peace, we decide to forgive. And like we said, it is not always easy, but when you have the willingness to forgive, just even the tiny willingness to forgive, the universe finds a way to help you to get there. But you have to be willing, instead of like sitting in the self-righteousness prison, you have to be willing to forgive, to just let it go for your own freedom, for your own peace of mind.
Mm, very, very true. For your own peace of mind, you have to be willing to go. But also, you said something about righteousness, and there are a lot of people that they won't forgive because they are so judgmental. They've become the judge and the jury. And it's like, who are you to be in that position? You know, we can speak to an act someone's done, but it's not for us to speak to what they're doing. That is something that's between them and their God that they have got to heal, and obviously between the victims that they have got to apologize for. But you know, going back to revenge, this is the same thing, I think, with judgment. If somebody's done something wrong, we don't look to forgiving them because it's part of their life's journey. We immediately go to judgment.
Yes, too. Okay. That's why we share it too. But judgment only hurts the person who is doing the judging. The thing, like I said before, the earth can be seen like a schoolroom. But the beautiful thing, even the challenging thing about this earth or this third dimensional plane, is that we came from all over the universe, and we have different awareness or spiritual evolution. So where someone is in his evolution, the other person is not at the same level.
Yeah.
So we are not seeing this thing, we are not always don't see things the same way, because we are really different. Some people are like, some like to call that old souls. They came here a lot of times, so they learn a lot of lessons. Mm-hmm. They know they are really loving. They are here to serve, and others are not don't have the same awareness. So usually the biggest difference that we have in soul age, if I can call that like this, the more challenging the relationship will be. Because someone who has like 2000 lifetime have learned a lot of lessons than someone who just is coming here for the third or 20 times.
Yes. And, you know, you've made a big statement there. You know, I'm one of these old souls. You know, I remember Inca, I remember Atlantis, you know, there's memories there. And I know that I was always put here on earth to be the soul awakener, to help people connect to what one of our guests calls it, which I'm going to refer to it as Gus, God, Universe, Spirit, which I think is beautiful. So Gus is something we know when we've been here a long time, is that we're all made out of the universe. Mm-hmm. Every particle in the universe is in us. It's what our planet is made up of. We're all that beautiful energy. But the universe doesn't know right from wrong, hate or love. It just purely is divine energy that is in a sense of peace and creation. It is creation. We are particles of that creation, so we should always be looking to create and not destroy. And when you are an older soul, you understand that. You understand that it's we're here to create.
Yes. Yes, when you are also, you have learned so much, like you said, I can feel that's who you really are. And you understand that, and you have learned many, many lessons, and your goal here is to lift up people, to lift up souls, like a light worker, and others are here. They are not here, they are not that old, or they don't have the same awareness. So we see things different. So why you can see like, oh, this is not good. They are not there yet, but we are all going to get there one day. So that's why we have to have compassion for everyone.
Yeah. And we're going to get there if we're willing to go through the process, right? Is that the reason why we can speak in a certain amount of wisdom is because we've taken the lifetimes to go through the process and learn. And once the vessel, the body, has expiration, we then go into exploration with our spirit. And then if we choose or we're ready, we come back into another body, bringing that lovely knowledge and divine spirit from before. So I always say, make sure you clean your house, so to speak, this lifetime. Don't take with you any old grudges, any bitterness, any sorrow with you, because you were here in this lifetime to sort that out. Don't put it off. Don't ignore it, because this is what you're here for, right? You don't have to stay in sorrow. You can find the joy when you're willing to change your perspective and see things differently.
You're right. And some of the assignments or lessons we have is to clear out all the past negative things and to do the work. But you have to do the work. We have to be willing to do the work and go through the processes. And some of the hurting that we our feelings and hurt that we carry, some of them even or the wounds, they are from other lifetime. So you have to dig in. Yes. Sometimes it's like layer by layer and clearing out everything. And when you realize that, when you are able to do that, you can finally see that we are all the same. You can feel the love of God in everyone, because you can see clearly. It is like your lenses or your glasses are clearer, so you can see and understand people and have compassion for them. And
it's like we have laser surgery on our eyes. We can finally see. You know, I often refer to the process of humans in right now is, you know, the third, fourth, and fifth dimension. And the third dimension is still that paradigm where they're living in hate, blame, and judgment, and fear. And their reaction is always somebody else's fault. They're always going to get someone else, beat someone else up. They never take any ownership or responsibility themselves. It's giving up of their power. and living in bitterness and living in that hate, and it comes from a place of fear. Mm-hmm. And there isn't any single one of us that walks this earth that we have not experienced fear or don't continue to experience it. But it's just mm-hmm. as you get wiser, you understand how to recognize it and what to do about it. Mm-hmm. The third dimensioners are going by the ways of the dinosaurs. When we woke up in 2012, we raised our vibration, and the fifth dimension became far more prevalent that people could see, and people were waking up and getting on the bridge, the fourth dimension. Mm-hmm. And in that waking up of their consciousness, discovering that the life they've been living was not true to them, that there was something else in them that they wanted to bring out and pursue. And then through that pursuing, they step into the fifth dimension of service on a higher level. Third dimensioners, if they're not willing to take that journey, are literally going by the way of the dinosaurs, because the bridge is already breaking away. Mm-hmm. And so we have to actually understand that if we really do want to live a life of meaningful purpose, of love, to be loved, that participation of inclusion, we have to step up in that service and embrace this lifetime, and even clearing away all that our past lifetimes. Believe me, I had some clearing to do this lifetime, some massive ones, and open up to the fact that what we're talking about here today is a scientific vibrational fact. You know, just because somebody at a preacher pulpit is maybe not preaching this doesn't mean it's not true, or the government hasn't endorsed it doesn't mean what we're saying is not. You know, it's what does your gut tell you? What does your heart tell you? Listen to that, because that's where the truth lies.
I think you are perfectly right in this. The third dimensional plane is, we are moving to the fifth dimensional plane, which is mostly love mm-hmm. and compassion and service and unity. And it is like individual thing. Like you said, there is no blame. And even if someone hurts you or what they are doing, and everyone, we are all creating our life. We chose our parents. We chose some of our friends before we came here, and we keep choosing. We keep mm-hmm. making choices. So even if you incarnate or you came into a really difficult or challenging family, you have to recognize that you had made this choice before your birth. You mm-hmm. chose it, yeah. So we have to take responsibility. So everything that came to us, we are somehow like the creator of our life. So we choose some of the things before we came, and we are keep choosing. And that's why sometimes it's difficult for people, because experience just keep coming, and yeah. you say, "Oh, why this happened to me?
Yes,
why am I born in this family? Why did I do?" And that they don't realize that they have chosen some of the experience before, and that they have the power to transform everything. That is the work, to transform everything, to transmute it, even the most hateful thing, transmute it into something worthwhile. Because I know some people who have been really hurt, who have experienced rape and everything, but they find a way to transform it. The thing is, what do you do with your hurt? Don't waste your hurt. You can use it by some, for example, use that to help others to go get those who are suffering, get them out of there. And even if it is 1, 5, or 10 people you have, you didn't waste your heart. You use it for something better. You transmit it.
You're 100% right. Very interesting thing is this. We all have a soul contract before we come here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that soul contract will define what we're going to be doing here. And there are some people who have had horrific journeys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, such things they've been through as child, as children, mm-hmm. some of them even aware mm-hmm. as young as 5 years of age that this was just a journey that they had to get through. Mm-hmm. And, but they were here for something bigger. And for some people, it's going through it. And then it's the unraveling of the pain and the hurt mm-hmm. and the trauma to be reborn, you know, out of the ashes becomes this beautiful flower. And in that experience of being reborn, giving birth to themselves in this beautiful light of who they really are from the inside out, and then being such a beautiful purpose to humanity and such an inspiration that they become an invitation for others to dig deep from their ashes and rise up. And this is the reason why their journeys are so hard.
It's
to inspire us that no matter what the journey, no matter what the pain, no matter how difficult it has been, it is for you to go through, not around, under, or pay someone else to do it for you. It's for you to go through, because who you become on the other side becomes that beacon of light for humanity to rise up with. That's the gift, isn't it?
You say it perfectly. That is the gift. And that's why sometimes their journey seems to be hard, but their work is to find a way and to transmute it and to lift up other souls, so that they know that what happened to you does not define you. We are not our body and we are not our past. We are not the experience. We are divine beings of love and love unconditionally. And we can create any life we want, and no matter the past, no matter what happened to us, and no matter what we went through, we can create and put everything behind us and create something beautiful. And there are many souls right now on earth who are doing that beautifully, like Oprah Winfrey, and
yes,
there are many, many people, and they are lifting up people, and they come as real as they can. They tell the truth of what happened to them, but when people see them, they don't even see the experience of their past. They just see who they are actually right now.
And that's the beautiful thing about Oprah, is that she was willing to take the journey right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the whole journey that you did in the awakening to her spirit, and then being, you know, brave enough to speak about it and say, this is me. And of course, you know, now we've got certain Christians going after saying she's the devil, you know, because of what she's saying. And it's, you know, you've succeeded when you've got that happening, right? Mm-hmm. But and of course, the people that she brings around her now are people on the same journey or have been on the same journey. Mm-hmm. But you are so young. A lot of us are older. I'm the same year as Oprah. So you're so young to be doing and speaking so wisely on what you are and what you are doing right now. Has this been your life journey? Have you always been like that? Or did you have something happen to you that put you on this path?
I look younger than I am indeed, but I had a really challenging time in life also, but since I was young, I knew that something was. I was very intuitive. I can feel people, and I went to the medical field, pharmacy field, because I want to find something to help people. And it seemed like I was looking for something. I don't even know what I was looking for, but I was looking to help people. And when I was in pharmacy, I mean the medical system right now, they are really good, and they are doing great things, but they have also their limitation. For example, if someone has like a trauma, an accident, they really help people and they are doing a great job. That there are some time that I feel like we can do more, we can do something more to help people. So yes. I was looking for things, and I came into spirituality. I met my guardian angels, and it has been a journey. And I stopped working on myself, and I learned along the way.
So you were clearly obviously very open, you know, that intuitiveness of, well, you didn't have to battle that. A lot of people keep fighting that inner voice, that intuitive voice, you know, and keep suppressing it. So no, society says this, where, you know, God's inner voice says that. You listen to it and you realize that there was more. And you're right. Western medicine is marvelous when it comes to a case of trauma, when it comes to a case of dealing with something, you know, limbs and repair. But it's not good in the sense of preventative or sustaining a healthy life. And there are so many other modalities out there that, because all we see on TV is drugs, drugs, drugs. We're not open to the fact that there are so many other healing modalities. And a great deal of that healing modality is tuning in to your beautiful intuitive self. Because now you're actually living more in the rhythm of your own life rather than trying to swim upstream against the tide.
I think you are perfectly right. And the modern or the medical system, they are not bad. I would say that it is needed. We need everything.
Yes.
We need them, and we need the alternative work too.
Yes.
We need everything.
Needs to be cohesive. Needs to work together. Yeah.
We can do like something integrative instead of looking just one way. Mm-hmm. If I am sick or something is not going on, I will immediately go to the pills. The pills have their purpose, and there are other alternative things that we can do. And because usually the body, our body is really wise. The body itself is alive, and usually where we have a health issues, it usually something on another level, spiritual level, or something. And behind every disease or every health issue, there is sometimes an unforgiveness or a change that need to be made. And we can get improvement in health by changing ourselves or changing stuff. And usually pain is a sign that some part of your life needs a positive change. Mm-hmm. For example, people who have like a waist pain, usually it is because they are holding onto something unhealthy in their life. So when you hold on this thing unhealthy, it can be anger, it can be a destructive relationships, we are going to end up having with them, for example. And if you can understand why you have that and release the pain or do the inner work, the pain will go. And sometimes we just need to work on ourselves and do the work. And sometimes we may need to take a pill. Sometimes we may need to go to hospital. But it's not just the only option. There are other options that are available right now. The world is more open. People are getting more. People are seeing more, and people are looking actually for alternative things.
You know, my sister is in hospital right now in England, and they had wanted to operate, and her infection was so high, and they had to get that under control. And she's approaching 77 with numerous health problems. Never done anything alternative. It's always been what the doctors said, and they've got on such a cocktail of drugs, and it literally caused a hole in the lining of her bowels, and they couldn't get it under control. And really, it was touch and go. We thought we were going to lose her. Her family flew over, and it was. Really, I thought I was going to lose my sister. So I set up a prayer circle on Facebook with all my friends, and over 200 people sent their love and their blessings. And I know this works. I know that the power of loving intent, of healing intent towards someone, is such a powerful energy that not only has she come through, she's still got a ways to go. Mm-hmm. She had, she's trying to learn how to eat again, and it's been 3 weeks. And she's got to learn how to walk again. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks in bed and under all those drugs. But she turned the corner, which they didn't expect her to do. And I do really firmly believe that part of it is her stubbornness, because she's actually a miracle. She shouldn't be alive with everything that's happened to her. But also I think, that loving prayer from everyone has given her that energy. And this is something, just because we can't touch it or swallow it, doesn't mean it doesn't have power. We really have to open up our minds to all those things that could be our healing modality.
You are perfectly right. And I'm writing, it is almost done, about a prayer. My other book is regarding prayer, and prayer is really real. Mm-hmm. Some people don't believe it. I mean, we respect all their belief, but it is really real. And the spiritual world is real, and God is real. The spirit guide, they are really there. Even if we can see them, we can see them or sometimes feel them, they are really there. And prayer is powerful, especially like you did, and many people come to pray together. And sometimes when we pray like that, some people who are like clairvoyant can see. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we are praying for the person, like when they gather to pray for your sister, there are angels around them that surrounded the person with healing energy. There are many healing angels surrounding her, right? Helping her. Sometimes they even help the medical professional to direct the treatment. When you are praying, sometimes they direct the caretaker to take other options, and it is really real. And one of the angels who do healing, who does healing, is Archangel Raphael, and he works with other healing angels, and it is really real. People sometimes don't believe it, but prayer is really powerful.
And the funny thing is, it's people who generally go to church don't believe it. why are you going to church? I think this is one of our depowering as a human being. When we choose not to believe things just because we can't touch it or we don't understand it. Here's an example. Do you know how your car works? Do you know every single mechanical thing in that car? How it's wired, all the pistons, you know oil needs to go into it, water and gasoline, and you have to pump the tires up, and you have to get a tune-up. You know those things are what makes the car go. Do you know everything else about that car? No. Yet you get into it and place your life in the hands of that car to get you from A to B safely. Why can it that you can't embrace something else because you don't understand it? You don't understand how your car works. So you don't have to always understand how the power of prayer or how other mediums of, you know, things like Reiki, energy healing, quantum energy healing. We don't have to understand how they work. We've just got to trust they do, because that's power in itself.
You're really right, but that's where they are, because sometimes when they think it's too far from your understanding, it is like they have like a block, because it is too much to comprehend, too much. Usually it is like step by step, you see this and then you get that and you get at that point. And like you say, even if you don't understand it, you have to trust. But right now, there are people working on Earth who are like proving scientifically how energy healing works. They have formulas, and you know, like Einstein talked about it before. He's one of the quantum physics master, and there are many working on that right now. But you have to, even if you, before to understand that, you have to have like the physics. You have to understand physics, mathematics, everything to understand the formula and how it works. So sometimes you just have to accept that that's where they are and we are not at the same thing. And that's what makes the beauty of this planet. We are all different,
That's the beauty of it, most certainly. Mm-hmm. I once had a quantum scientist on, and you know, one of the things that came out of it is the understanding of spirituality versus science. Mm-hmm. And what the scientists came to understand was that because of the measurement of quantum energy, and this has really only been a new measurement, the measurement of quantum energy and understanding that we are resonating at a certain frequency, our vibration, our energy is resonating at a certain frequency, that can mathematically be equated, mathematically understood. Mm-hmm. They actually understand that those that choose to live in a spiritual manner, in a spiritual vibration, are resonating on that higher frequency. Mm-hmm. So they understand that the science and spirituality are the same, you know, that it's the same. It's that people who've chosen to step into that spirituality, into that God's presence, living from the inside out, trusting their intuition, living in that beautiful purpose, are people that are already resonating on that higher vibration. Mm-hmm. So it's no longer so much woo-woo. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more now, I understand, because at that higher vibration, at that higher frequency, they resonate out in wavelengths a more positive vibe. And it is that positive vibe that then becomes the healing.
That's true. And people who are intuitive can feel the vibration. Everyone has a vibration. Even every world that we said have vibration. The loving world have higher vibration.
Yes.
I love you. I appreciate you. You are beautiful. It feels good. Why does it feel good? Because
Absolutely.
It is high vibration. And it resonates more with who we truly are. We are magnificent beings of love. That's why when someone says something positive to you, you feel good because it is a high vibration. And some words have lower vibration than others. But like you say, there is some people, like before, it is the old paradigm to, oh, I am scientific, I am intellectual, yes. So I don't believe in that or that. But when you think about it, God is a scientific. He's the,
yes.
He's the biggest scientific. Look how the bodies work.
Our vehicle, right, that we travel in every day. Look at the complexities of that.
The complexity of that. The biology behind that, the physics behind that. So God is scientific. So you can say, you believe in God, so it is who created all these things. It is physics. It is pure physics and pure biology, everything. Yeah.
And you know, we've said the universe and God are creation.
Mm-hmm.
And we are part of that creation. And we're not here just to rest in that creation. We're here to be creative in our lives, right?
Yes,
and step into our own creations, embrace our own gift of what we're here to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about your book, because you're absolutely right. Words have power. They have a vibration. It's also in the intent that we speak it. People forget tonage and the way we say something. You know, I can say, hello. Well, hello. Two different ways of saying it. One is invitational. The other one is, I don't want to know you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to understand it's not just the power of the words. It's the intention behind them, which comes across in our tonage.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to say something, don't say it for the sake of saying it. Say it because it does come from the heart.
Mm-hmm. You're really right. Words have vibration, and it is not just the word, it is the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to creativity, we create with our thoughts and we create with our feelings. Usually it is coupled. The thoughts coupling with feelings, it becomes really, really powerful. Like you say hello two different times. And that's what you really feel about the hello that matter most than the word. That's why when you're doing like affirmation, just reading them, oh, I am beautiful, I am strong, I am healthier, and I am rich, and you don't believe that, it doesn't
right.
work. You
exactly.
have to believe it, you have
yeah.
to want it, you have to feel it.
Yes.
And the feeling
I am beautiful, I am love. Yes, step into it, folks, step into it.
Yeah, that's how it works. And repetition, our mind is like a computer, we can like
mm-hmm.
program it, we can change old belief that does not work for us to new belief. And it works through repetition. Look at someone like a little children. They have written probably thousands of negative things. So it takes a little bit of work to change the mind, how the mind works.
Mm-hmm.
So when if you tell yourself every day, I am beautiful, and you feel beautiful, like you say, at one point you have to, you are going to start like vibrating at a higher level, feeling good, and
yes.
and it show up in your, it show up like in your face, in your how you look, and the more you say that, the more you feel beautiful, and people
yeah.
will say, oh, you're beautiful. It become like a circle, and people like reflect back to you, and you say, oh, people are saying that I'm beautiful, and then mm-hmm. you feel more, even more
yes.
beautiful. So it take a little bit of work to reprogram the mind, and perseverance continue saying that, and that's how it works.
And also to understand what is beauty. It is not the exterior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can beautify ourselves. You know, the way we dress. I always say that the way you dress and represent yourself, whether you wear makeup or hair, you know, do your hair, it's actually a representation of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't have to be all dolled up. But if I'm going to go out in public, I put a little makeup on and make sure I'm wearing something that is representative of me and that you know, is neat. I don't want to go out looking like a slob because then people will treat me like that. Reflection, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. If I go out in appreciation of my own love for me, then that's what must be me outside and inside. If I don't believe it, you know, I can be dressed to the nines on the outside. But if that love of self, of what I'm here for, my passion and my conviction is not coming from me, then all I am is a picture on the wall. Mm-hmm. That's it. And there's nothing coming from me. There was a young lady I had on last year and had her on twice, Keshi. She was a burn victim on a plane crash and 65% of her body burned. And the first time I had her on, it just blew me away with, you know, over 100 operations. Her face and body's clearly scarred, always will be, no matter how many operations. And then I turn on the TV one day and she's on America's Got Talent. And she's singing her love, her gratitude for life, her soul out there. And she went all the way up to the finals. And at first when she came on, people saw the scars. They saw the face. When she started speaking and singing, they saw the most beautiful human being. And that's the thing, folks. Stop getting so stuck on the exterior. Look at the beauty on the inside, because that's really, really where God's resonance is.
I think you are perfectly right. Yeah. So how we feel in the inside matter mm-hmm. most than the external experience or what we can see. And usually people who look beautiful, who are beautiful, are people who appreciate themselves and who value themselves and see themselves as beautiful. And that's why they are taking care of themselves, because they say, yes. Oh, I can, like you say, I can even go like that outside, because you feel beautiful inside.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
And you're not a slave to what the latest trend is on beauty. You mm-hmm. step into your beauty inside and out of who you are, and you don't become a slave to the latest fad or the latest look. You know, and because there are some fashions, folks, that some people, nobody should wear. that. You know, we talked about the head people, you know, the intellectuals. And I think one of the biggest problems with humanity is living from the neck up and everything in the head. And we have to understand this is a computer. It's the hard drive. It's the programming. And if we don't connect to the soul, the stomach intellect, the heart, the resonance of love and peace, the spirit into the action, and bring that into the equation, we are only getting data, just the information running around heads. We don't know what to do with it. You have to go to the soul, the heart, and the spirit to understand what it is you know when you need to know it and how to apply it. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people get stuck on that, but this person has a PhD, this person has a master's, they must be right. Well, they are right in that data, but are they right in the application? Because is it serving the heart, soul, and spirits of mm-hmm. people? So it's, please come to your information from the divine soul to the heart and the spirit, because then you will really understand what the data in your head is all about.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, we have the mind, the intellectual mind, mm-hmm. and we have the heart space. That come from our soul, what is more connected with our life purpose, where we should be, what is best for us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the mind is mostly programming. It is a program, but we have also the influence of the society, what should be done, what is good, what is not good. Many people think that they have to go to get a job, to have security, because every month they are sure that something's yes. going to come. And when you are taking another route or another path, sometimes the mind does not want to go there, because it is scary, because I have yeah. never done that, because who does that? The society does not work like that.
Yes. I did it. I'm doing it. I had never done it. And that's mm-hmm. the point. We sell ourselves short. Mm-hmm. You know, when you were being a pharmacist, did you think you were going to write a book? Did you think there was going to be two books, you know, and who knows how many books? Did you think that this is where your path was going to take you? What we have to do is just take the path and see where it's meant to go, right?
You're right. The computer, the head, want to go to the safest place,
yes.
the more secure, and doesn't want to take risk. And some people call that sometimes the egoic mind,
mm-hmm.
or the computer, the thought in the head who yeah. always start to criticize or say,
yes.
oh, this is not good, this is not bad, but the thought is just a thought, it is a programming. But our soul, like you say, work more with feeling, intuitions, and it always guides us. But we have to step out of the mind and feel what is best for us, not just the security, because the egoic mind, this is the head, the computer that talk always, it is the, it like to see separations, and it like to go to the safest road, security, what is safe. If I do this, I know I have this job, I work there for 30 years, I will have my home, I can pay that in 40 years. But sometimes your soul want to do something else, your soul
yes.
want to help people, your soul want to discover, to find something. And we have to listen to our soul, to intuitions, feelings, visions, sometimes the dreams.
Yes.
And it come with different things, but you have to be strong enough sometimes, not just to oppose your own mind, but sometimes the mind of friends, relatives, and family who told you, who dissuade you, don't do that, who does that?
Yeah.
And this is woo or stuff like that, but you have to just trust yourself, trust your feeling, trust your power, and take your power and do what you really love and what you really want to do.
And I think this is one of the reasons why that quote security of 30 years in one job, being able to pay your house off, is no longer valid. Nobody has that one job all their lives anymore. Nobody has that kind of security because those kind of jobs aren't there anymore. You know, it's the reason why I think there's so much disruption going on politically and environmentally and everything in the world is to take us out of our comfort zone and show us there's so much more to us. So, you know, I've interviewed people that have been a long time in a job, you know, being at the top of the corporate ladder, had all the security, had the house, had everything, and felt so empty. Because what they didn't have was the soul and heart connect, mm-hmm. and literally walk away from it and go, I am driven to take this other path. And then to realize how much more enriched they are for mm-hmm. honoring their soul and their heart and their spirit, because that's ultimately what they were here to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's lovely. We all want some security. We all want to know this roof is over our head tomorrow. And we've got food in our stomach, but for some, it is always going to be a struggle, like me. And for some, it is realizing that you can have the comforts of life, you can have the security of life, and still step out of your comfort zone and explore what you're really here for. What does your heart desire? And go after it, right?
Yeah, but I think you're perfectly right. And usually, because it is just the ego, it works from fear, from a state of fear, and it creates fear that doesn't exist. Sometimes when you follow your heart, you'll find what you are looking for. Not only you'll find joy, you'll find peace, but you'll find also security. You'll find the money, you'll be at ease.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be strong enough to take the first step and go to the other direction. Sometimes you find everything that you are looking for,
yes.
plus the joy and the peace and the servings and the sharing.
Yeah. A lot of people think that money is the security or money is the definition of who they are. And, you know, I think that is becoming really relevant nowadays in media and everything, that money is not the be all and the end all. You know, if we put money first as the power, we know what corruption comes from that. We also know what disconnection comes from that to the heart and soul and our meaningful purpose. Look at Oprah Winfrey. She's done what she loves. She took this spiritual journey on air. They could have pulled the plug on her at any time, but she was true to who she was. Look at her empire now, but also look at who she helps. And mm-hmm. that's the thing. You may go the Oprah way and make a whole load of money, then who are you going, what opportunities are you going to seed for others? But there are so many also that realize, I earned six figures and I was not happy. I'm only earning two or three figures now and I am really happy. So it's not looking at money. Money is a tool. It's a source, but it's not a definition of who you are or what your power is. That's where things have gone wrong, when money has become the power.
Yes, you are perfectly right. Money itself, it is just energy. Money is not wrong. Money is not bad. It's what you do with it.
Yes, yes.
And you cannot find your definition on money because we are much more than money. We are not money. We are divine beings.
Yes.
And we have to find our value in so other things than material thing or money, like you said. Mm-hmm. But money itself is not bad, it's not good. You can have a lot of money and, like you say, being unhappy. And you can have less money and be really, really happy too. And the thing is, we have to define our goals, not in terms of money, but in terms of how can I help? What will make me happy? And if you follow the path of happiness, the path of service, you will also ending up having the money as well.
Yeah. I think when you have done something for someone and you've seen it's made a difference in their lives, it is so enriching. It is so gratifying to know that whatever you did, big or small, it's brought a smile to someone's face, or it's redirected them into a better path, or it's just lifted their heart and souls. You know, whatever it is, that was your contribution. That was your gift. Mm-hmm. And that is, we need the money, obviously, but humans, we need the money. But that is the golden nuggets, is when we are able to help other people and see the difference that we can make. And that is so empowering, isn't it?
It is empowering. And at the end of our life, the only thing that will really matter is how loving you are.
Yeah.
How loving you were during your life. How many people did you touch? Were you open? Did you share your love? Did you receive love? Because we are here. Our ultimate purpose is to love and to be loved. Yeah. So that's all that will matter at the end. And if we can do that with money, it's great. But if we can do that even with a little bit less money, it's great. That's all that matters, how loving we are. Because we are beings of love and our purpose is to share our love, to share our talents, to lift up us or other souls and to contribute and to create and to enjoy the process on the way.
Yes. Enjoy the process on the way. That's the affirmation, right? That's what we speak to. You know, you've seen the glasses of water experiment where they put them in different rooms and one was fed nothing. Nobody paid attention to the water and the water just lay stagnant. Another one was just full of anger and hate and everybody yelling at the water and it changed black. And then the other one where it was given love and appreciation and it crystallized into this beautiful crystallized water that was so exquisite. We are made up of water, folks. So, if you want people to treat you on a different level, on a different vibration, you must raise your own vibration. So start speaking those beautiful affirmations to yourself. You are beautiful. You are divine. Let us in. Let your light shine. And, don't beat yourself up. Do not let somebody outside's opinion dictate who you are. Start living from the inside out and speak to yourself the way you would hope others would speak to you.
Yeah, you're perfectly right on that. And the thing is, we create our experience from inside to outside, inside out on earth. And many people don't realize it, but how you feel inside is what's going to be manifested outside. So if you treat yourself with loving kindness, you love yourself, you appreciate yourself, and you love others, others will reflect back this love to you. And if you want more love in your life, the only thing you need to do is to love yourself and love others. And we can see that everybody, like in a workplace, there are some people, everybody love like them. Everybody loves them. Why? Because they love other people. They yes. are those who are kind. That's why everybody yes. loves them.
They're resonance, right? They're a glow yeah. of love. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So if you want people to love you, you just need to love others.
Yes.
So
and first love yourself. That love has mm-hmm. to come of yourself. Right? Mm-hmm. It's not looking for approval from other people. It's stepping into your own love and knowing you're enough mm-hmm. and that you will, and the willingness to grow.
Yes, sir.
The willingness to grow into your being. It's like, don't measure yourself up to the Oprahs in life. That was her journey. Mm-hmm. Right? She's been doing it for 30 years. Yes, she's ahead of a lot of people. It's measuring it up to how much more can I be? Mm-hmm. How much more can I give? How much more can I embrace my own self? And, you know, along the way, look at your own achievements. Pat mm-hmm. yourself on the back. There's nothing wrong with that. Look how far you've come. Look how far you've allowed yourself to come and what you're contributing to other people now. Wow. That is very impactful.
Yeah, thank you. You're right. Before you can love others, you have to be willing to love yourself. You can only give what you have. If you don't have it, you cannot give it. And it starts with ourselves inside, and then we grow the love outside, and you resonate people. Sometimes you even just meeting someone, your present self can lift up the person because you are just full of light. You just say, "Oh, how are you?" And the people just it bring a little bit of hope and a little bit of love in this life.
Yes. Be the love that you seek, right? And you know, even if you just turn your light on a little bit and go out and do something for someone else, create a smile for someone else, that volume will go up and up and up because you'll realize how contagious it is to love mm-hmm. and give to other people. It's really important. Now, would you let everybody know what you can do for them, what you do for them in your programming, your book, and then we're just going to touch on your new webinar that's going to be coming up.
Okay, I do counseling. Counseling if someone is going through a difficult life changes or difficult lifetime crisis, I counsel them. And I also do energy healing. I haven't put that on my website yet, but it's coming. I am Reiki. I do Reiki. I work also with my guardian angels to do the healing and have seen miracles in my own life and the life of my child. And my webinar is coming, and it's going to have a lot of different people, and the goal is to bring something to something that can help people, like tools that they can take home with and practice them, and something that can change their life. And it's going to come in July or something.
Right. We will let people know for sure. And your book, darling, how can they find your book? And when is your second book coming out?
It's coming up. I haven't chosen a date yet, but it's almost done. And probably this year, sometime this year, probably before the end of the year. And they can find the book on Amazon. It is everywhere, and it is on paper or Kindle.
Just give the title again and your name again so people know how to look for it.
It is Healing and Abundance Affirmations, A Gift from Your Angels. And my name is Lily Kutcho.
Can you spell that for them?
Kutcho. And Lily is Lilly.
And of course, this is going to be here on the YouTube. It's also in the audio. You've got it there, and it's on the posting here at selfdiscoveryradio.com under Ignite Your Heart and Soul Shows. And I look forward to that webinar, bringing people together under one umbrella that have taken the journey, that now have this wisdom to share, this knowledge. It's that we have to realize we do not have to journey through life alone. We do not have to do this in suffering. You know, we've already done the suffering. Now we're looking at the empowering of ourselves, the igniting of our heart and souls, the stepping into our purpose. And we can do that by listening to other people who've gone before us. What tools did they use? What knowledge are they sharing with us? Because that becomes part of our toolkit. And it helps us on our own journey of life. We want people to get there quicker. You know, took me 63 years. Come on, folks. You don't have to take that long. So we can step into it quicker if we're willing to listen, to learn, and to apply the knowledge from others.
Well said, well said. I think you resume everything really, really well. Yeah. The goal is to help people to make their life easier, to make their journey a little bit smoother. We know that life can be challenging sometimes, but we can all like reach out to someone and hold his hand and make his life a little bit better. Even if it's a smile, even if
yes.
$1 bill that you give to a homeless, just yes. do something to make this planet more a beautiful place for yeah. everyone.
Every drop in the ocean of kindness grows, right? You know, you don't have to be the bucket. If you're just the drop, if every single one of us just put a drop in, just look what kind of ocean of love we would have, right? So it's not the measurement of your contribution. It's just your contribution itself. And does it come from the heart? What's your site, love? And how can people get hold of you?
It is www.integrityhealing.org. O-R-G, yeah.
Okay, so integrityhealing.org, O-R-G. So it's www.integrityhealing.org. And people can get hold of you through the site?
Yes, they can go. They can reach me through the site.
Excellent.
Everything is there.
Well, I look forward to your webinar. I look forward to all of the people that you bring on and encourage people to get the book now and to remember, it's always wonderful to gift these books to people that you know that are going through a hard time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's to say, this book made a difference in my life. Here is a gift to you and see if it can make a difference in your life. It's not impose it and say, you've got to read this. It's about, this is the effect it had on me. May it also have this positive effect on you. And giving a gift of a book of affirmations and love is a very loving thing to do. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for what gift to give to someone for a birthday or just because, here is this book that you can get. And it's simple. And those affirmations, as you said, repetitive. The more we say them, the more we do them, the more they become part of our lifestyle, the mm-hmm. less difficult everything becomes. Everything is difficult in the beginning because we don't understand it. We don't know how to do it. The more we learn how to do it, the more we step into it, the more ease it becomes. And that's really what we're looking for in life, isn't it? Something that's easy. Go for the difficulties to find the ease. That's the only way you're going to get to the ease, folks.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you so much for being here and for what you're doing. You're a delightful soul. And I love what you're doing and the journey that you're on. And the freedom of speech in which you're speaking is so refreshing to see. And I will let everybody know when your webinar, your summit is coming up. And I look forward to hearing all the people that you have on there. And remember, folks, share the show. Share it with your friends. Have a conversation afterwards. What did it mean to you? What things kind of ignited something in you? And how can you help each other through these processes? Because remember, we're not meant to be alone. We're meant to be a community of love and celebration of one another through hard times, through good times. That's what it's all about. Thank you, Lily.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
My pleasure, my pleasure. And to everyone else, remember, you are the love that we need in this world. Please step into your love. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
For more wonderful shows like this, please go to selfdiscoveryradio.com, podcasts, and see our lineup. And if you wish to support us, we have a funded button. Please stay tuned for our next show.